Hi, got any spare nuclear waste? The European Space Agency may be happy to take it off your hands. Suppose you are in their shoes and want to send spacecraft far off with reliable power supplies. If you send a lander to Mars, your solar panels can get put out of commission for months-long dust storms, such as hit the U.S. lander Opportunity. Well, radioactive isotopes can provide long-term power with their heat of decay. The heat applied to metal junctions called thermocouples generates electricity nicely. The famous Voyagers 1 and 2 run on plutonium that way. Ah, plutonium-238 is now in short supply and is expensive. The European Space Agency just founded a $30 million program called European Devices Using Radioisotope Energy, ENDURE, to use a classic nuclear waste product called americium-241. It's long-lived, with a half-life of 470 years. That's good and bad. Its slow decay means that it has fairly low power per gram. But hey, you can pack a goodly amount into a spacecraft. Are you worried about a failed launch from Earth that might scatter radioactivity around? That's why it has taken 10 years of research to make a safe supply chain for americium-241 and ultra-safe encapsulation. This won't mitigate the waste problem, but it's an ingenious use of a problematic material. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.